Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week and get to share an hour with you guys. We're almost an hour. And, so depending on where you are in the world, of course, we have people that listen in different places. And a lot of our listeners love to download, like everybody seems to do these days, which I don't blame them. It gives us so much more time. We're able to listen to what we want, when we want, and how much of it we want, and go about our day. So today, depending on where you are, it is the end of the year, 2016, and if you're in Hawaii, it's nice and warm. If you're in a lot of the mainland, other than parts of California, southern mainland, it's getting cold. Some places, if you're in the northern mainland and Canada, different, depends on, again, where you are, it is freezing, freezing cold. It was actually, from what I understand, it was pretty warm, mild, and now in the middle of December, it's freezing. So I thought that it was appropriate. Being called Realty Universal with our brokerage in Maryland and Hawaii, I thought it was appropriate to do a show today on Hawaii and just narrow it down to one specific location that I know very, very well and have lived for many, many years in and then go back and forth. So that is Kailua on the island of Oahu. And I know people where when it's cold, you're dying to get where it's warm. And, those of us that have been used to the warm, too, go back and forth. And so I just thought today we're going to zero in on Oahu. I'll tell you a little bit about how I ended up in Kailua on Oahu. And if anybody wants to call in, then call in number 347-945-5428. I want to mention, too, though, we definitely respond to your questions, suggestions, emails, etc. So if you want to email us, you can email radio@realityuniversal.com or go to realityuniversal.com and let us know. We'd also love to have you on the show if you're into the real estate world. And for those of you that listen to our show quite often, you know that we mix it up. Our show's about giving back. So many things that we do tie in with real estate because our homes, our buildings, our work, everything that we do in some way, shape, or form, real estate can be tied in. And with that comes community give back and efforts, et cetera. So we talk about quite a lot. We're all into motivational. Those of you that know me know that I'm really, really into keeping a positive attitude, working on change, real-life issues, and trying to help the other person, help whoever. We can always help with a smile, help with a word of kindness. Or, you know, there's many times we all are going through trials and tribulations, and some are in better places than others at the time, so we can always help each other out. So we're mixing it all in. So thinking about moving to Kailua, Oahu, one of the best spots on the island of Oahu. It's about 25, 30 minutes, depending on traffic, right, from Honolulu, and it's on the east side of the island. Beautiful, quaint town with a beautiful beach and windsurfing, kayaking, shops, restaurants, even a Whole Foods and more, and down to earth. Listen in to see if you want to consider moving or visiting to the islands, and then call in and let us know what you know if you do live in Kailua or on Oahu or have visited and want to give us some tidbits and your take on what it was like. We're going to take a quick break and come right back.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
How do I get off of the I think I'll do it to the do it stage? You see, many people, their life is something like this. Ready, aim, 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 aim. They never fire. They never shoot. They never execute. Now, let me just also say there are some people that's like, ready, fire, aim. And, you know, they don't execute either. They just shoot somebody accidentally. Execute means that there's a ready, preparation, aim, get your target, but then you shoot. The greatest gap in the world is the gap between knowing and doing.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
We are back, and this is Natalie Mullenix, and you're listening to Realty Universal Radio. So thinking about moving to Kailua, and back up when you hear John Maxwell's fantastic, super, super motivational coach, trainer, speaker, and was a minister for over 25 years. He's amazing. Talking about thinking about moving to Kailua, I'll tell you a little bit about my personal story of how I moved to Kailua on Oahu. And, you know, it just goes in. I took a big risk and did it and had my faith. And it goes into what we're always going over constantly about taking risks, taking chances. Of course, not, you know, being careful and making sure you're provided for, et cetera, but not being so afraid. Sometimes when we have in our life, we want to make a change or go in another direction, and we're not really sure how, you can do it. You can, and some people are really happy being in one spot forever, and that's good, too, whatever makes you happy. But so my story with Kailua Oahu, oh, and on a side note, friends of mine came to visit on Oahu, oh gosh, it was around 2000. Yeah, and I get a call, and the friend was named Kristen. She said, are you going to come pick me up? And I got I found out she was in Kailua Kona on the Big Island. She was not on Oahu here. So when she booked her tickets through the travel agency, they didn't ask, are you in Kailua on Oahu or in Kailua Kona on the Big Island? And so that is an easy mistake to make, probably less now today than it would have been back then, but something to think about. So anyhow, I lived on Oahu when I was a child from like 68 to 71, 72. And then my parents got divorced, and at that time you could get divorced in 7 weeks on Oahu. They got divorced, and my mother took my brother and I back to Maryland. And in Maryland, I think it took about a year and a half to 2 years to get divorced. So my brother and I didn't really know what was happening. It happened so fast. And I was at a very impressionable age, 11 years old, almost 11, I think, yeah, 11. And I would look at Ocean City, Maryland, Hawaii, no comparison. And I said, I'm going to go back, I'm going to go back. And even in my yearbook, friends would complain. I have a couple yearbooks, and they're saying, well, go to Hawaii, then you love it so much, you know. So I went back when I was 13 to visit my father over the summer. And then I ended up getting married very young. I had my son, and I got married, and very young, and then divorced young, and into real estate. I was divorced I went through when I was around 25. Got into real estate in October of 85, and I was 23, so you can figure those numbers. So anyhow, I was a little busy, and I was busy raising my son, who was 6 at the time, but I never, ever left my heart and dream of coming back to Hawaii, because to me, Hawaii was home. It was the last place I lived in a family unit. So I try to stick to my word on what I'm going to do in my life, because it's you know, we don't have a really long life here, and it is important to meet our goals if that's what we want. So I ended up downsizing, built up a really great business in Maryland, had an apartment house office, 100-year-old building that was 2,000 square feet on an acre, and a beautiful house, and all these things. Material things are not that important. It's really everything else. But we're supposed to be able to have material things as well. Downsized everything and proceeded to make my plans to move back to Hawaii. So my son, my two big dogs, and I came back on December 17th, 1999. And at that time, I really didn't know where we were going to live on Oahu. I knew we were going to move to stay on Oahu because it had so many more people, and starting business from scratch, I didn't know anyone back then. I wanted to make sure that, you know, I was going to put myself in the best environment to get back into what we were doing. So I didn't shut down Maryland business, but it was almost like shutting it down, because I had the agents that were with us go to other companies or start their own, and I just pulled back from everything so I could put my efforts in. And I didn't have a ton of money, but I made it. I did it. I wasn't afraid. But I'm just getting to the story of how I ended up in Kailua, Oahu, and why I think it's such a special place in our islands of Hawaii. I booked a hotel in Waikiki, and it was out, I don't know for those of you that are familiar with the Outrigger Edgewater. It's gone now. We've got the other hotels, Trump Towers, everything, it's gone there. But there's the Outrigger Reef on the beach, but the Outrigger Reef on the beach didn't have a kitchen. And I needed to take something for a month at least, so I needed a kitchen. My son was around, what was it, 21 then, who he ended up finishing out his college there at University of Hawaii. He did go over to Hawaii Pacific for a year and then switched over to UH. So anyhow, we're in the, I'm going like, this is really, so you go from, you know, being used to being in a nice house, big house, and work and business and lots of business to, you know what, I'm going to do it. I know I can do this and I'm not afraid. And I loved Hawaii so much, saying, I know I can do it. I've done it before. And, you know, I would think, you'd think I should have been afraid, but I wasn't afraid. And one of the reasons I went then was I knew that I wanted to go when my son would follow me, because if he was married and settled down, then I wouldn't have gone. And so that's why I decided to make the move and go at that time, you know, after he finished school. I was an Army brat, so I didn't want to move my son all around. I wanted to keep him in one place, which I did. But now that I'm older, I think being an Army brat was good and makes you very versatile in military brats. You know, when you move all over, you meet people, you're not afraid of people, you just get, you know, appreciate different customs, different surroundings. So I think that's really a good, good thing. So I brought two big dogs. They were Zachary and Champion, who are actually buried in Valley of the Temples now, and they have a pet cemetery in the front, for those of you that are familiar, over in Kaneohe. And Champion was 5, and Zachary was 10 at the time. Zach was a shepherd and husky mixed, and Champ, golden lab retriever. So they came over. I put them on diets. It was like over 4,000. Well, it was a lot to bring the dogs back then when you're trying to go, and I couldn't leave our dogs because they were family. We had to do the quarantine back then, but you can pay for a month. They charged you for 4 months, but it was just a month that the dogs would have to stay in. You had to do 6 months' worth of prep work. My dogs were big guys, so I put them on diets because I was trying to get them under 100 pounds with the crates. Didn't make it exactly. It was funny, but I remember now in 2016, you can do prep work for your animals and your cats, dogs, and et cetera, and get them at the airport or within the day. You don't have to go through all of that, so that's wonderful. We don't have any rabies on the island, so that's another wonderful thing. So it was funny because I'm so determined to do all of this, and December, it's better to fly with animals if you have to do it in the winter than the summer. But still, I remember I had done so much prep work. I got blankets for my dogs and sweaters and coats. They had everything. And I remember getting to BWI Airport, and the woman said, a friend of mine was helping me drop the dogs off and then taking my vehicle to ship to the islands. And I remember the woman said, ma'am, do you realize your dogs are going through Minneapolis and the legal limit's like 10 degrees and it's 11 degrees? And I was like, I said, yep, it's okay. Because I had big dogs with a lot of hair, they had sweaters, the coats and blankets. And I was like, God didn't get me this far to stop now. And I wasn't afraid. But it really was because it was in my heart from the time I left when I was a child, even though I had visited. And my son and I used to go on holidays to the islands starting in around 1994 until we moved. So anyhow, fast forward, we're getting into the hotel. Dogs are in quarantine. I'm trying to figure this all out. I actually ran into somebody 6 months before I came to take my test, and I said I need to meet a broker because at the time then the rules were that you had to I had been a broker since 1990, but at the time then you had to do so many transactions before you could be unless you paid a broker. So I actually met Osama Murata, who was wonderful, born and raised on the island here, family from Japan. We've been great friends ever since. And he said, sure, you can hang your license here, which is what I did. And then I did my transactions, and then I started Natalie Melinick's Realty Universal. And really beat the pavement. I mean, I said, I have to prove myself. I have to work hard. I can't expect people to think, even though I had done it and been very successful already in Maryland, I felt like I had to pay my dues. You know, what right would I have to come in and just say, hey, I'm going to just do whatever. And I did. I worked really, really hard. So we're back. We're in the hotel. I'm trying to find a place to move. And, of course, I was going to rent before buying because I needed to, get us into something. And I didn't have any fear. Nowadays I would probably be a little bit more fearful, but not fearful. It's just hard to explain. Do you know when you have peace about something versus when it just doesn't feel right? I totally had peace. I had no fear. I knew what I had to do. And a lot of things change. Our seasons change, life changes. And, now I like to go back and forth. I do other things. I'm building our businesses also elsewhere. So it's just life changes. But when you have peace about it, you're on the right path. And I always pray and trust God and really go through that. So we're in the hotels, and I'm wondering, where are we going to go? I had narrowed it down to where I wanted to be either in Hawaii Kai, Kahala, or Kailua. And that was just for me seeing, checking it out and seeing what I thought I would like, et cetera. And we ended up in Kailua, and that was the most perfect spot. My dogs loved it until they passed. My son still loves it. We all love it. And now my son's on the mainland too, but it's so special. So I want to tell you, it's a lot more crowded now than it was before, but it's still, I'm going to go in and tell you different things about Kailua, and of course you can Google and check things out, but it'll tell you different unique things, because Kailua is more, it's a really quaint beach town, and it's, we still have all the Hawaiiana beauty, but you also get, it's a town on its own. You can actually live in Kailua and not have to go anywhere else if you work from home or if you work on the Kailua side. Kailua is on the windward side of Oahu, which means you're on the east side of Oahu. It's always wetter on any one of the islands, any one of our islands there in Hawaii. It's always wetter on the east side. The west side is always drier. Just like if you're on the Big Island, Hilo is much wetter than Kailua Kona on that side. So Kailua, it's about 38,000 people. It's only a 25 to 30 minute drive from Honolulu, which is awesome. And I'll tell you though, for those of you listening that live on the mainland or live elsewhere, you're probably used to driving an hour or 2 hours a day, or if you take a weekend trip, 3 hours is nothing. You're used to saying, hey, I'm going to go over there, and it's just nothing. when you live on the islands, people will tell you, oh, no, it, even going to the North Shore from Kailua is going to seem so far away. You're like, why? It's like 45 minutes, 50 minutes, depending on traffic. That's not far. That's not that long away. Honolulu is 25, 30 minutes. Something about the spatial circumference and the ocean and being on an island, it really does change. I can't tell you how many times people would say, come on back down to Honolulu, and I'm like, no, I'm already in Kailua. I'm home. I'm not going back over the Pali. It's just too far. And it really does change. It's just it's like you're in your own cocoon, and it might as well be a world away. There's some people that actually have that always staying. I've never gone on the other side, which is amazing to me. Or people that a lot of people have never gone on outer islands, that's okay. You know, we have the internet. You have everything. It's funny because Kailua is also one part of the island where you don't get stuck so much. So, for example, somebody's on the Waianae side of the island. If they have a water main break, you could be in traffic for hours. Now, right now, the rail's being put in, so the traffic is a lot more congested in many places. But in Kailua, typically you're going to go over the Pali down 61 to go to Honolulu. But if it's backed up, you could go to H3, or you could go over to the Waimanalo side. So you really have three ways to get out of Kailua for traffic if you're looking at working in different parts of Oahu, which is nice. And it's funny, I put some notes out here. The ancient Hawaiians only had two options, hiking over the Ko'olau Mountains, which are so beautiful, or sailing around Makapu'a Point along the island's eastern shores. More often than not, they chose the direct route and climbed a trail up and over the Pali. Today, most drivers do come to Kailua here by the Pali. No matter how rough of a day it says anyone has, that you get away from after you go through the tunnel. And if you're coming up the Pali through the tunnel, oh, the views of Kailua and the bays are just absolutely spectacular. And Kailua is, it's water, it's like a water basin is what Kailua means. So you've got water and like a basin. We don't want to say toilet bowl, but if you can picture how it comes down, you do have the bay in Kailua. Kailua is definitely more of a beach community, absolutely. And the beautiful trade winds make it really, really comfortable. For those of you who've already lived on the island, you already know that if your home or ohana or apartment faces the ocean, and you open everything up, you get beautiful breezes. If you're sideways, you don't get the same amount of breezes. But Kailua is known for the windward, the cooler weather, even though it can get warm if you have kona winds, but it's known for the beautiful breezes. Kailua's Beach Park was named America's Best Beach back in 1998, and I think it may have been one other time after that. So we ended up in Kailua and just loved it, and it's just just such a spectacular place. Everything you can imagine is in Kailua, though. You have many shops, restaurants, everything. There's even a Whole Foods. But if you're into windsurfing, it's a fantastic place to windsurf. Kayaking, surfing is good, maybe not as good as the North Shore, but surfing's good. You actually have people that go out and surf when they have full moons. I'm not one to do it, but people do and love it. One time I was kayaking with my son years ago and got stuck on the rocks, and he's motioning for me to come, and I'm going, what? I couldn't hear him. And I finally got off of it. And it's, if you like kayaking, oh, they have, there's places to rent it. Two Good Kayaks is great to rent kayaks. And if you are into kayak, and I just want to mention that we have the Mokalua's, there's two little islands off of Kailua Beach, and you can kayak out to the Mokes, and it's usually good to kayak out to the right one. The left one, when you're looking at the Mokes, and for many people, if you Google it, you'll see two Mokes off of Kailua Beach, and you can see it on the pictures of it. To the left is a bird sanctuary, so that's beautiful to swim out to as well. It's called Flat Island. And to the right, though, you have the Moke, the right Moke, and it's little bit tough to get in when where the waves are breaking when you first get off. They do point out when you're going into, you're taking a kayak, is when you're on the Mokes, be careful when if you go around the Mokes, because if a big wave comes up, it'll knock you off and you can get sucked under. So even though our sports are beautiful in the islands, you have to really be careful and don't play with it. We've had people go into blowholes over on the Hawaii Kai side and not come back up. So you just have to make sure you talk to the people who you're renting the equipment from, kayaks, et cetera, and ask them what the do's and don'ts are. Be a brave warrior. The turquoise water is absolutely beautiful, and the white sand beaches really, really are gorgeous in Kailua. And everything in Kailua is pretty much walking distance. Well, if you like to walk, I like to walk. It's about 10 miles around, there's just a lot to do. All kinds of restaurants. We'll go into some of that in a minute. There's all types of businesses too, and that's one beautiful thing about Hawaii. Though, 911 works, 411 works. We're in the United States of America, so the rules and the laws do work. Kailua is, there's a lot of family support. There's churches. It's a strong town. It's really self-sufficient though too. There's parades, little league games, block parties. You can find out a lot of information just from the neighborhood coffee shops. There's bulletin boards if people are looking to move in and rent or buy. Prices have gone up a lot since 2000 when I first came to Kailua. Right now, they've gone up a whole lot. You could really get a good deal back in 2000. But right now, the average price, if you're going to go into a there's some townhomes you could still get into for around 400, smaller ones, all the way, Kailua's got prices all the way up in the millions. But if you want to find a place to rent, there's a lot of ohanas available as well. You can find them at Airbnb. You can go on to Craigslist. You can go to the local coffee shops if you're on island and find places, too, where people are renting out ohanas. And what an ohana is people take their studios or additions and they, it's your home and turn it into a the living quarters. So it's there's just so much that goes on that it's very, very, if you're looking for a lifestyle that is, I'd say 85% outdoors, which Hawaii mostly is, Kailua is really a great town to check into. There's so many restaurants and places. I don't want to be picking one over the other, but I'm going to list some of them, and which is really nice. There's Moana Willie Falls. Macy's is in Kailua. I'm going to run down a couple things. Whole Foods. Also, if you like Castle High School, which is actually over towards Kaneohe, but Kaneohe and Kailua butt up to each other, it's like so close, they actually have the most wonderful plays. One of the directors, I'm not sure if he's still there or not, had been on Broadway for years, and the students are so talented. It's just amazing, and you can do a lot of that. If you love golfing, there's plenty of golf. Anything you like to do. We've got the Mid-Pacific Country Club, some other golf outing areas as well. You've got the Ko'olau Mountains. There's some golfing over that way. It's funny because in Kailua, a lot of people take their dogs and their animals on the beaches. You're supposed to, of course, have them on leashes. And there's no permit, no sign, like fine signs, no dogs allowed, and they're constantly there. I remember Linda Briggs, who's a well-known artist in Kailua. I still have one of her prints that says has dogs on the beach with warning signs saying no dogs allowed, and everybody knows people take dogs. And I mean, you could get fined at some point. I never did. I was pretty lucky. Didn't have any problems with my guys. So if you want to work in Honolulu and live in Kailua or work somewhere else in Oahu, or if you work from home, it's a fantastic place to be. Fantastic. And we don't have any rabies. We don't have to worry about snakes. You know, it's really, and you can live all year long with great weather. Our time goes by too fast. I tell you, I think I need more than 45 minutes or an hour. Every restaurant you can imagine. We have in Hawaii. We have a lot of plate lunches, so you can have, you know, your Italian, American. We've got diners. The Cinnamon's restaurants. Boots, Kimo's Boots has great breakfast in Kailua. We've got everything you can imagine. There's Times Coffee Shop is right on Oneawa. It's been there for years. It has just a great breakfast. Or you can eat any time of day, but it's just really good. And we've got Chinese. There's just so much. There's coffee houses. Morning Brew is a coffee. I like the local coffee shops a lot more than Starbucks sometimes, which don't shoot me. It's good, you know, for meetings sometimes or internet, but I do stew. And Morning Brew is right in the heart of Kailua Town. And they have great food, great coffee, bulletin boards where you can find things if you're looking for advertisements, places to move, pet sitters, you name it. There's just a lot of, it's a very local, comfortable coffee shop. You also have Muddy Waters over in Akahi Shopping Center. The military base is, the Marine base is right there, and Kaneohe base, and that's right there in Kailua. So if for those of you who may be in the military getting stationed out there, that's a great place. Kailua is a great place also. You have a lot of people that are retired military that live in Kailua. They have Pete's Coffee and Tea. They also have tea houses, yogurt, Cold Stone, island yogurts there. And we've got all different types of Agnes Portuguese Bake Shop's been there forever. Kalapa Wine Market is right there by the beach. That's been there for years and years, and you can buy a little bit of everything plus good food. We also have Buzz's Restaurant, which has been there for years. There's a few on the islands on Oahu. Asagio's Italian Restaurant. There's Bistro's. Boston, New York, North End Pizza has been there for years. That's California Pizza Kitchen also is there. Domino's, all kinds of places. But you can look this up. These are things that you can look up, the restaurants. And there's a spectacular one, too, on near American Savings Bank that used to be Zia's. And the owners, I can't think of the name off the top of my head. That's terrible to say. But there was a chef at the Kailua Racquet Club for years. He and his wife bought the Zia's and bought that out. And phenomenal food. So if you like to live healthy, and like I said, 85% outdoors, and you're thinking about where do I want to move in Hawaii, I would really say you should really consider looking at Oahu. It's a good life. It really is a good life. I'll tell you a little story. I have my dog Zachary, who both Zachary and Champ, like I said, are at the Temple Valley Memorial Garden. Zachary was, I'm trying to think. He died when he was 15, so he would have been, I'm just thinking, he would have been about 13 and a half, almost 14 years old. He was having a lot of problems with his bones and legs and old. Of course, he's Shepherd and Husky, big dog. And so we weren't taking him on the long walks like we were taking Champion, who was 5 years younger at the time. Champion was still running everywhere. So one of the neighbors wanted to go hike up Moana Willie Falls, and my son was going, and Champion was going to go, and Zachary looked really sad. He came to the door like he wanted to go with us, and I said, you know what, we're going to take two vehicles. I'm going to take Zachary, and because I just can't watch him wanting to go, and here we are leaving without him. So we went to Moana Willie Falls, and I'll never forget. I mean, Zach literally was not totally limping all the time, but just couldn't go on any long walks. I'll never forget. Now, backtracking, they were used to, in Maryland in the 90s, living in the woods. I had a house in the woods, and the dogs didn't have fencing because we didn't need it, and the dogs loved the woods. So fast forwarding, we're going to Moana Lily Falls, and I'm prepared to take Zachary back home, you know, and say I'm going to you know, let my son and the neighbor and our other dog go hiking, and I'll probably get a little ways and then take the dog and Zach back. But that was okay because I wasn't going to watch him so sad. And for any of the people who have animals, you know, they know a lot more than people give them credit for. So we get to the falls. And we start in a little ways. Of course, you have to hike. Anyone who's hiked Mauna Loa Falls, you've got to hike a ways before you're going to get to the falls. We start going in there. I swear, Zachary, it's like, so you figure he's 13 or 14 times 7, you know, in human years. He's pretty old. He starts going through the woods, and he smelled it, and he sniffed it. I swear, it was like he remembered being back in Sagamore Forest years ago in the woods in the mainland. And he darted off. He kept up with Champion. He made the entire hike. I was shocked. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is what we need to do when we get old. This is what we have to shoot adrenaline in people, because his adrenaline was up, and get going. And I was just so happy. And he made the entire hike all the way there, back home. And he was fine. And it just goes to show you, you know, sometimes we need that extra push. We need to get excited again. We need to get motivated. And that's kind of what when you're with the Oahu and Kailua, that's what it is. It's like when you're on a venture like that, it's a definitely more relaxing town. It's a sleepy town, though. You know, it doesn't stay up late at night. There are some places that are open late, very late. But for the most part, it's going to be a sleepy town. You have a lot of people, though, that come in and bring their arts and their talents, their gifts, their uniqueness, and start up things. You know, we also have a lot of health food stores. There's Down to Earth also. The Source is fantastic. Karen and her husband run The Source, and she, for anybody that has any ailment under the sun, you can talk to Karen, and she's going to tell you what to do. She's so good, years and years of experience. And, there's just so much more, but you can look it up or email us or call us and we'll tell you more about it too. There's so much going on. The only thing I don't like about Kailua now compared to in 2000 is that it's just a lot more crowded than it used to be, because now everybody knows about it. So you have the tour buses coming in and because it's beautiful. And again, of course, the prices went up a lot since way back when. They even do have a Starbucks, and the Cinnamon's restaurant is really good too. Cinnamon's has a lot of just everything. I mean, if you like to go get massages or if you want to swim, there's also the YMCA has a pool there in Kailua. There's also a community pool. Many people are going to get in the ocean, but there's times you just want to get into a pool as well, and it's all there. So, and like I said, it backs up to Kaneohe. So you've got a shopping center in Kaneohe, a big one. I mean, there's plenty of stores in Kailua. There's actually a Macy's in Kailua as well. Everything you can imagine. I found there's some little antique stores. There's they also have a flea market, you know, in a farmer's market every Thursday evening. And they have music and hangouts and just lots and lots of stuff to do. So Lanikai Juice, I've got to mention that too, is great right there in Kailua Town. And again, if you like to hike, there's the Lanikai Pillbox. So there's Kailua and Lanikai are back to back too. And then Kaneohe is on the other side. Yep, and then if you want to get out and go into the town, it's not that far, 25, 30 minutes. Or, you know, some people, it just seems far when you live in Kailua. For those of you that live there and have lived there for years, you know what I'm talking about. Lots of B&Bs, too, so check it out. And a very special place. It's definitely a self-sufficient town, though. And if you're a windsurfer, there's no better place. I mean, windsurfing is just amazing in Kailua. Also, good schools. We've got good schools there. And then Iolani schools too. A lot of people go to that. So I am going to pretty much wrap it up about Kailua, Oahu. If you're going to fly in, you're going to fly into Oahu. And so you want to book your flight to Honolulu, Honolulu Airport. Honolulu Airport is just about, you can come up the H3, depending on which way they take you, or you may want to sightsee down in Waikiki first. It's only about, depending on traffic, 20 minutes from Kailua, because I would go over and hop on the H3 and just come down that way. But, yeah, it's a neat place. And you can find music everywhere. You can find what you want to do. You can find there's bookstores, library. Of course, you have the police station, fire station, medic clinic, et cetera. For those of you that if you have Kaiser Health Insurance, there's downtown and on the on the Moanalua side, which isn't too far from Kailua, because we have three ways to get out. So as far as visiting, you're going to fall in love. As far as living in, you're going to fall in love. But it's a very doable place, and you can always start out small and then work your way from there to seeing how you like it. But if you like, it reminds me more of California than some places on the island. So if that's it's more of a sleepy beach town with a lot of individual flair, and everybody's accepted. People, there's a lot of unique artists coming into town. And we've got the traditional, too. Guy Steele, he's with Edward Jones. He is an Edward Jones in Kailua, and he's great to give people financial advice as well. But I don't want to miss anybody here. There are so many restaurants and so many places to go. So that you can either email us or contact or look it up. And I don't think this will steer you wrong. I think you'll really, really love Kailua Oahu in Hawaii. So that about wraps up today. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to realtyuniversal.com. Make it a great day.